Welcome to the IT Rant.
The idea of doing a pod on the way home came from Geeked. They've been listening to Bud the Teacher, who puts his thoughts down on his way back home. So I thought I'd have a go, give it a whirl. An interesting weekend, certainly on the podcasting and blogging front. Again, unfortunately, these are lots of sad people who don't go to bed till ridiculous hours of the day and night. Partly because of the time lag between us and the States mainly, because that seems to be the main audience of some of the things that I'm doing. I was intrigued because I just started up a blog over the weekend. Intrigued at the huge potential for checking who's been watching and where they are. The stats on Blogger are brilliant compared with other stats. We have a Blog Spirit blog, which is a freebie, pretty basic, and it all that tells you is how much traffic's come through and what referrals they've been. And the Blogger one is cracking because you can split that into who's not actually there at the time at the moment. You can look at how many visits you've had in the last hour, 2 hours, last day, last month. You can predict how much traffic's going to be through your blog longer term. And the other thing is, you can go in and once you know where the click on the global view, map view, you get pinpoints of where these people are viewing the blog from. It's quite fascinating watching all around the world we are being listened to and how that particular AOL link in Midwest, not much black bag in the middle of the US, which has been viewing the blog for about 35 minutes or whatever that was. Maybe we'll find out to see if anybody blogged that. Just a little bit about the journey home. I teach in a little village called Kevin Forest, which is about half a mile outside the main town of Blackwood. And then my journey home is about 17 miles up over the hills, down past another town called Abertillery, through and down onto a road called the Heads of Valleys. A pleasant journey, not an unpleasant journey in the morning, or going home now. Coming up to 5:10. It's a lovely day, very much as my kids would say, we have Simpsons clouds, you know what I mean, looking very Springfield. really qualified with a short-term contract in a secondary school. Very interested, certainly, in the possibilities of using Web 2.0. And hopefully, that's somebody that we can link up with and get working. But then, thanks to the chat with David Warlick, or the link to David Warlick, I had a reply to my blog from an assistant head teacher in Nottinghamshire called Tom Barrett. Blogging, setup going, where through EduBlogs or LearnerBlogs, he's got a lot of subject stuff, a lot of kids work, a lot of other stuff online, and links to other sites like Flickr, photo files. So, which encouraged me to do a bit of that as well, so I'm a bit copycat as I am. I've been having an airing about a Flickr site for ages, but I did dive and start up a Flickr site on yesterday, Sunday, just to transfer some photos from our summer. It's just some brilliant weather, and we had a great carnival, sports day, and an environmental day. We've got another one coming up on the 29th this Friday, where we'll be doing planting up of pots and one thing or another, so certainly watch out for some blogs on that and podcasting on that on the kevinforrest.podomatic pod, which is the school one, as opposed to my ranty one. Anyway, we'll link this in. Jolly fun talking, it's really weird going driving along, not listening to the radio for a change, but actually warbling away. So I'll leave it for now and try and get it edited onto the blog later.
Find the point on your feet. Everybody fight for speed. Learn to fall, settle in. Don't need to fight to win. Just move on. Just move on. Well, there's a price for all your sins, and there's a weight that pulls your skin. You do this 'cause it's how you'd like to be remembered. Now move on. Just move on.
podcast is produced in Wales, lovely boy. Nos vaitha, good night. And here's a message from our sponsor.